Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cultivate Show with Dr. Sharon Johnson. You are in the empowerment environment. Be prepared. And don't worry about a thing. Why? Because everything is going to be all right. You know, this year has been just fantastic. I told someone that I really, really love the space that I'm in my mind. And, you know, I'm studying this awesome chapter and persistence. I'm learning a lot about persistence. And so I want to talk with you today about persistence. So hello again, it's Dr. J. You are on the Cultivate Show. You are in the empowerment and environment. And I am delighted to share today with you. You know, they say every day above ground is a great day. So let's celebrate our presence and let's talk about persistence, you know. Napoleon Hill writes about persistence, and I have this fantastic coach who is teaching me about it. And the more I get into it, the more I feel like I need to share it. I need to tell somebody about it. And I need you to, after you have listened to this, to call a friend. Tell somebody that Dr. Sharon Johnson on the Cultivate Show says that they're destined with a purpose through faith, and you want them to become persistent. So those of you who don't know me, right, this is Cultivate, and with Cultivate, it's a training LLC where I teach, speak, train, coach, motivate, inspire, and empower people to be their best self. That's what I do, and that's what I'm doing the show. So you can always connect with me at www.cultivate.com. Remember, tell a friend, visit me, and check it out, my services at www.cultivate.com. So persistent. Are you persistent? Wow. That's a question, right? Are you persistent? Napoleon Hill wrote that persistence is an essential factor in the pursuit of transmuting, and I love the word, transmuting desire into its monetary equivalent. The basis of persistence is the power of will. You know, there's a time when people say, you know, sometimes people would say, you don't have willpower, or that person doesn't have willpower, meaning that they're not strong enough to do it, meaning that they're not thinking that they're capable of doing. But Napoleon Hill says, persistence, it's not as important, it's a great thing, it's an essential factor. When we talk about things being an essential factor, that it's almost like saying it can't happen without it. And basically that's what it is, because it's an essential factor in the procedure, in the process, accumulating, in the getting, receiving, etc., of transmuting desire into its monetary equivalent. I also learned in earlier chapters from Napoleon Hill that desire is the starting point of all achievement, right? So desire is a starting point, but persistence is a central factor. And then he goes on to say this really, really powerful thing that willpower and desire, so now you're mixing them, willpower and desire when properly combined. Notice the use of language. I love use of language. Not just when it's put together and combined, but when it's properly combined, it makes an irresistible pair. Now, have you ever seen a person who is as irresistible? So just imagine that. But, you know, he went on to give this example when we talk about willpower and desire, because we have a tendency to believe that people, you know, people who are rich or people who have a lot of money or have a lot of wealth, and sometimes they seem so impatient, and sometimes we have a tendency, and I say tendency because not everybody does that, but we have this tendency to think about men who have accumulated great fortunes. Sometimes we think they're cold-blooded. Sometimes we think they're ruthless. You know, sometimes we think they're just so impatient. They have no tolerance. And sometimes when we meet them, if we're not careful, we could say they act as if they have so much they don't care about others. But Napoleon Hill says here that oftentimes those kind of people, they're misunderstood. We don't understand them. You know, we mistake their cold-bloodedness or maybe their ruthless behavior. We mistake them. And what he's saying is that it's not that they are cold-blooded. It's not that they're ruthless or insulting or impatient or just, you know, not mannerable. What Napoleon Hill is saying is that what they have is willpower. And that willpower is so mixed with persistence. And with all of that placed back of their desires to ensure the attainment of their objectives. It's almost saying, like, what they're doing right now is like they're not going to allow anybody to take their mind off track. They're not going to allow anybody to stop them from what they're doing. And so they're focused. But you know what? I would be one of those persons thinking like that had I not studied the chapter on persistence and not myself being very persistent. Because I know there's somebody out there feeling me, right? Because sometimes when you're persistent, people get in your way, and people wanna things start happening, and you sometimes you get mad, and like just as I start to do something, somebody's gonna come in and try to just cut me off track, and then when you respond, they may think that you are rude. But listen, persistence is an essential factor when you think about transmuting desire into a monetary equivalent. It is essential. Now, there's so many people, a majority of people, people just get ready, and I do that sometimes. Some people just throw their aims and purposes overboard, and they give up at the first sign of opposition or misfortune. So many people I know that they start something, and it's like getting baptized. The minute you get baptized, the devil is a liar. He comes at you in all kind of ways. And if you're not careful, he will wipe you off your feet, right? And if you remember the story of Job, right, you'll come through, and if you're not careful, you will give up at the sign of opposition. And it's the same thing when it comes to our goal achievement. Like I tell my students, you know, you just decide that you are going to be a nurse. You just decide, I'm going back to school, I've been a mother, grandmother, X, Y, Z, and you decide that you are going back to change your life. And believe you me, everything that could happen starts happening. And if you're not careful, you'll throw in your aims and you'll throw your purposes overboard and you'll give up at the first sign of opposition or any misfortune. So what we find is just a few people. Only a few people will just really go on despite the opposition until they attain their goal. Now, I happen to be one of those people because I remember clearly, when I recognized that I was not going to let poverty hold me down. Because for me, poverty was the opposition. For me, I didn't have parenting. For me, I didn't have the family. I didn't have the own bedroom. I didn't have the toys and the gifts and all the niceties of life. I didn't have those things. And if you're not careful, those things can be considered oppositions believe it or not. Because what will happen is that you don't have, and then you can't, things are just happening around you. You take one step, see, like five steps forward, and something happens, push you 10 steps backward. But here's a good part about persistence. There may be no heroic connotation to the word persistence, but the quality is to the character of man what carbon is to steel. Wow, that is crucial. And so lack of persistence is one of the major causes of failure over and over and over and over and over. How many students do we know that started college, but they're not persistent? They don't want to apply. Lack of persistence is one of the major causes of failure. Moreover, listen, experience with thousands of people that has proven that lack of persistence is a weakness common to the majority of people. So it's not like it affects everybody, believe it or not. And but the thing with the weakness is that you can overcome that weakness by effort. You know, sometimes when you make the effort, you push, 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 do it, do it, do it. John Maxwell said, do it now, do it now, do it now, right? And then what happened is the ease with which lack of persistence may be conquered, it's going to depend entirely on the intensity of your desire. Not a little bit of desire, but an intensity of desire. Because guess what? Like I said before, the starting point of all achievement is desire. It's not going to happen, folks. You have to have desire. You see something, wanting, feeling for it, loving it, dreaming about it. You've got to have the desire. And let me tell you this, you have to keep this constantly in mind. You know, sometimes, you know, if you have a desire, I don't know about you, but I tell people, I tell my clients, write it down, put it on the bathroom window, the bathroom door, the refrigerator, on the car, in the garage. Do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now. I remember when I was going to college, I wanted so bad to graduate from college that when I graduated from college, I wanted to graduate again. And I went back and I graduated, and I wanted to graduate again, and I went back. And now I'm spending my time changing people's lives. Let me say, weak desires bring weak results. Believe it or not, desires bring weak results. Just as a small amount of fire makes a small amount of heat. If you find yourself lacking in persistence, my friends, at any time, this weakness can be remedied by building a stronger fire under the desires. Like I said, burn, baby, burn. Burn, right? And so you have to remember that fortune gravitates to men whose minds have been prepared to attract them, just as merely as water gravitates to the ocean. I remember when I was in poverty. I remember so clearly so much that I don't even want to remember it. But, you know, they say you have to know where you're coming from to know where you're going. And poverty is attracted to the one whose mind is favorable to it. The same way as money is attracted to him whose mind has been deliberately prepared to attract it. And it's the same law. So let me just share with you that poverty consciousness will voluntarily seize the mind which is not occupied with a money consciousness. And then a poverty consciousness developed without conscious application of habits favors it. And so the money consciousness must be created to order unless one is born with such a consciousness. My friends, get up, stand up. Remember, don't worry about a thing. I mean, every little thing is going to be all right. But I say to you that explore your greatness. Get out of your head today. Step into your greatness. Remember, you are destined with a purpose through faith. This is Dr. J. Connect with me at www.comtivate.com. Looking for some group coaching, individual coaching, seminars, masterminds, conventions, you name it, connect with me today. Stay beautiful, stay fabulous, stay motivated.